This is the Mixed Coach Podcast, episode 37. We're going to be talking about the things you should know as a mix engineer about mixing in a world of iPods.
Welcome to the Mixed Coach Podcast, the podcast dedicated to making your next recording your best recording. Hey, Kevin, how are you doing today?
I'm good, John. How about you?
I'm good. Well, we're doing, I guess this is 37, it looks like, Mixed Coach Podcast here.
Yeah.
And basically, we haven't really talked about it previously, but the world, people experience music in two ways a lot of times. People will, you know, of course, music is all around us and we're assaulted by music, standing in line at, you know, fast food places or, you know, sitting in a restaurant, you have music going. Elevators, there's music going. It's hard to get away from music a lot of times, but the two places that people actually listen to music critically are in the car, which a lot of people know about, and a lot of people, you know, throw their mixes in the car mix, you mm-hmm. know, they check it out there before they finalize, or they'll listen to it on their iPods, on tiny little iPod, you know, earbuds, mm-hmm. either jogging or college students, you know, walk into class, just whenever. If people do outdoor activities, a lot of times they'll pop in their iPhone earbuds. And so, you know, just basically, what are some things that people need to know about mixing for the world of iPods?
Well, I mean, the most obvious answer for me would be to grab a set of iPod headphones and at least listen to your mix on those.
Yeah.
That's the most obvious thing I can think of. You know, listening on several other monitoring systems like mm-hmm. your car, you're right. People do listen in their car and they listen on their headphones. The biggest difference in those two formats is that headphones, you hear every detail and you've got everything else around you pretty much tuned out.
Yeah.
I know that I've got Bose headphones that I use on
the plane. Sound canceling headphones.
And they cancel everything out. So you can really, really listen to that mix. Mm-hmm. The other way, when you're listening in the car, you're usually going down the road about 70 or 80 miles an hour.
Yeah.
The wind is blowing, the tires, if they're like my tires on the front of my truck, they're going,
yeah,
and really you're listening to a mix in the polar opposite way.
Yeah.
So one way you think, you know, you need to listen to detail
mm-hmm.
of your reverb trails, your EQ, everything is critical.
Yeah.
And then in your car, you're listening, everything needs to be loud.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
or it won't get above my tire noise.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, attention to detail and, you know, mixing loud mm-hmm. is another thing. But I can tell you this, and I think this would be something. This is something I learned from Ben at MixBus, at Harrison MixBus. He showed me something one time that it felt so wrong, but I have used it before, and he is absolutely right. And that is, when you've got a full, and if Ben, if you're listening to this, I apologize if I'm botching this up, and by all means chime in help me redeem myself.
Right.
But if you're listening to a full bandwidth WAV file, 16-bit, 24-bit, whatever, and you're listening on a great set of speakers and a mm-hmm. great amplifier or whatever,
mm-hmm.
then, you know, pretty much you're going to be getting a true representation. But most everybody, they don't listen to it like that.
No, not at all.
They listen to it MP3s
mm-hmm.
or AACs.
Right.
And they listen to it usually on an iPod, which I don't know what the converters are like on that, but they can't be stellar because
they can't be incredible because
it's tiny.
Yeah, it fits in your
yeah,
it shoe.
Fits in
the,
you know, yeah, exactly. And God knows where else it's going to fit in 5 years. In your ear canal, maybe? Or
It attaches to your, you know, your thumbnail.
Exactly. So, you know, those converters can't be the kind of the quality of converters that they were mixed on, more than likely.
The engineers are used to a lot of times.
Yeah. So I will tell you what Ben told me, and I think he told me this, and it was someone told him, and I wish I could remember their name.
Mm-hmm.
And Ben, maybe you can help me here. Let me see if I can describe this audibly, and maybe I can put a graphic up on the website
right.
to help out. But
right.
okay, let's just say you've got a wave form. And the waveform goes up, then it comes back down through zero, and then it comes back up through zero again. So you've got one sine wave.
Yeah.
He told me that in their MixBus system, they've got it designed to where the peak is at minus 1 dB, which feels wrong because it feels like, man, if I could go to minus 0.1, that's almost a dB louder than the other guy's mix. Mm-hmm. But what you're not factoring in is the quality of the converters that people are listening to your mix on. Mm. Okay? So you could go from a Macintosh the higher quality converters, they're going to get every inch of bandwidth you can get, every bit of volume that you can get out of the waveform. But the lower converters, the lower price converters, are not going to fare as well when you get to the top of the, I think Ben called them rails, where you've got a positive voltage mm-hmm. that's able to put out to that converter before it distorts, and then you've got a negative voltage that it can put out before it distorts.
Yeah.
And what happens is if you leave your mix down minus 1 dB, then it will sound cleaner, especially if it's an MP3,
mm-hmm.
because all that processing that happens on an MP3, you don't really notice it that much until it's a very loud mix on a cheap set of converters. And then it really is like, what happened to my mix?
Yeah.
It sounds terrible. And that's because you're pushing the limits of that converter to the max, to the red line, to over distortion. So all of that stuff that you never noticed on your monitors is because your converters handled it fine.
Yeah.
The ones in the cars on cheaper radio systems, the ones on your iPod or your Zune or whatever else you're using, if those are even existent anymore, I don't know.
I have no idea.
Then when you've got a loud mix, that's when those mixes start sounding strident and processed
harsh.
And harsh and hard to listen to, and they hurt your ears, but they didn't sound that way in your monitors.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things I've been doing lately, and I can tell you, I A-B'd this with a mix.
Mm-hmm.
I took a mix and I printed it at minus 0.1, which is 1/10 of a dB lower than redline.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like 1/10 of a dB below distortion.
Mm-hmm.
And then I took the same mix and I lowered the output of my isotope ozone to minus 1, which is 1 dB.
A full dB.
Now, there's 1 dB of difference there, so you've got to listen past that just for a second. The minus 1 dB mix sounded more open in my car stereo.
Mm.
It's the same mix, so which gave me the license to go ahead and I can squash this. I can compress this a little bit more because you can absolutely take the threshold of that loudness maximizer and pull it down another dB. It's still outputting the same, but it seems to be 1 dB louder. So my mixes started sounding more open because I was not taxing the D to A converters
Excellent.
Of the system I was listening on.
Excellent. Now that's awesome. And that would make any lower level converter handle it a lot better as well. I mean, it makes perfect sense that converters, they lose something on their very top, their very top, right at the peak of their performance.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, lower level converters will tear up.
Mm-hmm.
And that totally makes sense.
Yeah. So anyway, so the question was,
how do you, something you need to know for mixing in the world of iPods
thinking. I think that's probably one of the most important things you can know. And it's kind of like a ninja trick that I learned from the guys over at Harrison.
Yeah, that's great.
And so I would love to know what you guys come up with this. I would love for you to even post some mixes on the comment section and let me know if we can do that. I hope I can do that. Or put them up on your SoundCloud account and let us hear it. Send us a link to it for sure. And let us hear the difference between your mix at minus 1 and your mix at minus 0.1. And let's just see what we think about the mixes. So until then, I appreciate your comments. I appreciate your interactivity. And I'm looking forward to the next podcast. And we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
For a free download of Kevin's video called 5 Things Every Great Mixer Knows, head over to mixcoach.com/freetips.